dear lady friend. As always, we are happy to join with those who seek. And as they come and go, it only enables us to spread the truth of life a little further. I hope you would agree, my dear friends.
Yes, indeed. This is always a nice feeling.
I will take questions if the lady has any to ask.
Thank you. Padme, please could you tell me how we can heal ourselves, please?
Yes. Everyone has the ability to self-heal, but to be able to achieve this, you have to go inwardly. You have to allow that spiritual being to be the stronger force in your life.
Thank you. I understand now. Thank you.
As all of the others within this room realize that sometimes earthly life can be harsh, but the ability that is within you to heal is a natural happening. But firstly, as the others know, you have to allow all fear to leave you. And we know full well that you human beings find this most difficult. You have to allow the fear of life and loss and sickness to be forever gone from your thought. Because you see, my dear friend, your thought is that strong force which can bring to you help. But I have to tell you, it is a huge responsibility for you, but it is achievable. Are you happy with that explanation?
I am very happy. Thank you very much. I will try very hard.
You will find that after this meeting, you should feel some upliftment of spirit when you leave the room. It should carry you forward and allow you to realize the power of spirit.
Thank you. We have another, I'm sure you know what I'm going to say, but we have another person who has shown an interest to come and listen to your words. He's on their television.
I have already noted your excitement.
I don't need to explain, but if, and I say if, because I guess he's got a long way to come, I don't know. If he could come, you're happy to speak with him, are you?
Of course. Any seeker of truth should be welcomed within the discourse.
Yes.
I am always happy to meet with those who seek to express and to grow.
So I'm sure if we can arrange this, you would come through and speak to him. Thank you.
Yes. I will be happy to speak.
Thank you.
To him.
Did you want to ask a question, George?
Yes, connected with that, he being in the position that he's in, it would be nice to be able to predict a suitable date. I'm not sure how possible it's going to be. I would also mention that yes, we've had correspondence, and he has actually brought up a question. I know that it's a question that's a great concern to some people. It concerns what is known as the Yellowstone Park in Wyoming, United States of America. It is a volcanic area. It is a large caldera of volcanic workings, an area of hot springs, and there is some geological persuasion, shall I say, and coupled with satellite observation, also psychic prediction, that there is a huge potential disaster developing at this time. I don't know if you would wish to comment in any way at all regarding the possibility of this form of disaster.
I will make a comment for you only because you have broached the subject. You will not stop the evolution of this planet. There will always be what you term catastrophes, disasters. This we have previously discussed. I deliberately do not bring to you predictions of this kind. Because I feel that it is more important that we bring the positive aspects to life.
Yes.
That mankind can look forward with that positive state of mind rather than dwelling on predictions of disaster, which at times cannot be avoided.
Yes, I was rather expecting you to comment in general terms.
Yes.
Which you have. Yes, yes. Thank you very much for that.
What purpose does it serve to tell you of pending disasters? It would only allow your thinking to become warped or fearful, and that is not my purpose. But you cannot stop the evolution of a desert planet. You understand?
Yeah.
I am not evading the question. I am rather trying to steer you onto a more positive way of thinking.
And I would comment myself that I would expect a master to handle this in general terms.
Yes.
Thank you.
Last time you were talking about when we go back and how pleased everybody is to see the returning spirit.
Yes.
I just wondered how it was when you have a returning spirit who is in his own darkness or her own darkness. When do they recognize that person coming back, when they've come out of the darkness, or when they come over nonetheless within that darkness?
The recognition is there before they leave behind the physical garb.
Hmm.
No one is left alone.
No.
Whether they are in spiritual darkness while on earth, they still have those of us who are trying to support them at all times. So no one is ever left alone. But as you know, it is up to spirit to recognize for himself what he must go towards. He must learn to recognize the true self. So, do not be fearful for them.
Mm. I was just wondering, they would still be just as pleased to see that spirit,
yes,
come back.
Mm. Because they can see the wider picture.
Yes, so this is our problem, isn't it?
Yes. You are speaking of one lifetime of darkness, perhaps.
Yes.
When, in fact, the whole picture is a different story.
Yes, of course.
You understand?
I do, yes.
Yes, this, of course, is a very important point, which hadn't occurred to me in quite such plain terms, but yes, in spirit, the picture would be that much wider.
Of course, yes. If you take a snapshot of someone or a group of people, you are limited to what is within the scope of the frame. But if it was to be extended, then you would see the fuller picture. Think of it in those terms, and it will become little more understandable.
Yes. But that could be a huge asset and incentive for a soul in darkness.
Yes, it is only that the soul has not created for itself the purpose of this lifetime and is spiritually unaware of what should have been attained. But the whole of the spirit does not rely on only one lifetime.
Yes, that's something we forget.
Yeah.
Yes.
I forget you've ever thought.
Exactly.
If you had a child in a classroom who was very bad in one subject, you would not judge that child on one lesson, would you? He may well excel in all other fields. So, again, I say, my dear friends, be careful in the way that you judge. It is another lesson on judgment.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
Is it wrong for us to judge people?
Yes. You must avoid making judgments because you do not know the whole story.
Mm-hmm. It's a pebble in the sea?
Yes, you can put it that way if that is understandable to you. But to pass judgment makes you unsure because you do not fully understand the whole picture of that being.
It's a thought that comes up almost daily in our house. One says something, it immediately says, hang on, you can't form a judgment. So your words have come out frequently in our house. So
that is because your awareness is growing.
Mm.
If you pass judgment and think that you are correct, then that is when you must be wary and realize that you must not judge another human being.
Nothing to do with that, but we had in our house this morning a little baby. She's coming up 5 months. And I just look at that little soul and think, there's a brand new spirit in there. And that always amazes me that I've got no statement. It's just a matter of that it's such a wonderful thing to see that light and the spirit starting from that little child.
It is a brand new human being, not a brand new spirit. Be careful how you judge, because you are making judgment when you make that statement.
Yes.
Oh dear. So here we go again.
Yes. You do not know what the purpose of that spirit is, because it is in the form of a human baby.
Yes.
That means very little.
Oh, yes.
Yes, I rather think Rob might have been seeing the purity of the young child.
Yes. The purity of their eyes, the purity of their...
Yes.
Oh, this is beautiful.
You are looking at the human frame and the beauty that in itself creates and the love that it brings forward from other humans, yes.
Grandmothers and what have you.
Yes. If only humankind could retain that kind of love for all of mankind, what a wonderful earth you would have.
There'd be a lot of nuzzling and kissing going on, but as we do with these little kids, don't we? Smell them, kiss them.
Well, they are human emotions. I speak of the pure love,
yes,
which you feel. Yes. I hope that has helped you,
yes,
my dear friend.
I've got to dig that pure love out, I know. That's something we spoke about her recently with me.
But I have no objections to your kissing.
I think the rescue that we did once with the little girl in the kennel, and then you commented the next time you came, I think that was such a big lesson to us on judgment.
Yes. It is a huge issue for humankind, because it seems to be a natural instinct when you are in human form to think that you know better than another. And as I have said to you in past times, firstly, look within at yourselves. And if you find fault with another, then look to yourself first.
Would it be a wrong thing to say if you had a load of policemen in here, lawyers, judges, where do they come in on this?
Where do they come? They are spiritual beings in the same way as each one of you are. It depends on where they stand in their understanding of who and what they truly are. It matters not what the title of the human form takes. It is what is within that matters.
Perhaps, what did you mean, they have to judge people in their...
Well, they're forming judgments and...
But that does not exclude them from being spiritual people. That is only a profession on the earth that they have chosen. It does not make them right or wrong. It is what is deep within the heart that matters.
Yeah. Yes. Would you say that differentiate between judgment of a person and judgment of the ways of a society? Because this is, might be a little area of difficulty, because in judging the ways of a society, that could usefully lead to a better way forward. And so that's an area that I've been thinking about.
Yes, but in whose opinion?
Ah. Yes.
I need to say no more. I would love you to think about that.
Yes, well, I think the way forward should be positive for a society and not negative.
It would be a much better way if you were, rather than to judge, would be to send positive thoughts that all of those people work and find truth for themselves. In that way, positive thinking grows.
Does this also apply to our government?
Yes, they are being inspired and helped, as all of the others here know. They are being helped to make good judgments for the people who surround them.
Yes, so they are being helped from spirit and our own positive thinking could add to that.
Yes, of course.
Oh, right.
But do not pass judgment.
No.
That is not your place to do so. There are many areas, are there not, where judgment takes place without you even recognizing it.
Yes.
But, again, it depends on your cultivation of awareness. So, I feel I have given you a little more food for thought this time.
You have indeed. And judgment is a very complex area.
It is. It is. But I have to say, my dear friends, that you do well. But forgive me if I constantly remind
we need it desperately.
Yes, that's true.
Can we, should we be living a simple life? I suppose our thought processes should be more simpler and not so concerned, anxious to achieve more within ourselves and our thoughts. Can we make our thought processing more simple to make things a lot better?
Everything that you wish to achieve, no matter what it is that you choose in this lifetime, is possible when you go within. That is when changes can be made.
Yes, that's here.
Yeah. On an intellectual level, you can, of course, make changes in the material world. But to make lasting and spiritual change, you need to go within.
Yes.
Do you understand?
I do understand, yes.
Yes. But you do not need to live a completely simple life. There is nothing wrong with the material world, provided you do not seek and make a great love of all material life, but accept it as just part of the life you have chosen to come to. It is the love of materialism that is wrong.
Yes.
But in itself, there is no problem with it. Provided you are generous of spirit with your fellow human man.
Yes.
Is that helpful?
It is very. Thank you.
Yes.
Yes.
So there has to be a balance.
Yes.
And the material consideration could stifle spirit.
Yes.
Nearly.
Only if you crave for it and place it far above spiritual growth. It is the spiritual growth which is the important factor in your lives. When the spirit is to the fore, materialism is less important. But it is not wrong, provided all other areas within your life are good. You understand?
Yes, because a society such as ours has to have developed some complexity in order for such devices as computers to emerge.
Yes.
And these, I think I would be correct in saying, are proving to be useful in connecting to spiritual development and other things.
Yes, and we are using such machinery to make contact with some. It is a new form of energy. And as with all things, there is positive and negative aspects to it. But, as you know, my dear friends, as I have told you often, all of life is light and darkness. But you have to have balance. That is what is important. That is important.
Yes. And I think we have to observe that not all roads that have been taken are light. Genetic modification work.
Yes.
I think has to be seen as an area of some darkness.
Yes. There will always be light and darkness. It is the nature of your world. It is a world of learning, of many things. So, accept what comes to you, my dear friends. Accept it with love, because you know fully well that love can dissipate all darkness.
Yes.
Could even dissipate problems that arise from genetic modification, perhaps.
Yes, it has the power to do that too. But it is in the recognition that that power becomes activated.
Yes.
Now, my dear friends, I feel for this time that I will withdraw and allow those who stand close to come a little nearer to you. And as always, I leave you. upliftment.